National Lampoon was before your time.
National Lampoon was before my time. The popularity of it, you mean?
Well, do you even know if I say National Lampoon? Do you even know what I'm talking? I mean, you know the Harvard Lampoon.
Well, sure. Yeah. So that's, I mean, it's the
and
same
that was
thing,
your
right?
time. No, the
well,
National.
Was before my time, during my time, and is still going strong.
The Harvard Lampoon.
Of course.
But the National Lampoon, for example, the National Lampoon, it was actually before my time, too. It was like
well,
in my brother's.
Definitely before
it was in my,
time.
My brother's era. National Lampoon, I will never forget.
Oh, boy.
Published a faux yearbook. I mean, the whole thing was a faux
oh,
yearbook.
You've talked about this before.
Because the yearbook featured the Mad Crapper.
Yes.
One of the classmates had this.
This made a big impression on you, Michael. I cannot. Okay. First of all, like,
I wish
you're
I
laughing.
Had it now.
You're laughing your ass off.
Right.
One. Two, you have mentioned that. It's
I just
amazing
like saying it.
How many times that makes sense to mention in a talk radio format.
Well, I also recall that National Lampoon, not the yearbook edition. Look it up. Google the National Lampoon yearbook and you'll see what I'm talking about. But there was when National Lampoon was still printing, there was a columnist and it was Tales of Bernie X. And Bernie X was a New York City cab driver. And it just had this habit of famous women getting in the back of his cab. And, of course, he would ultimately bed all of them. So an integral part of my upbringing.
Did they want to be bedded?
I think I remember Cher was one of the women who, you know, allegedly reportedly got into the back of the cab of Bernie X.
National Lampoon 1964 High School Yearbook Parody.
Right. That's what it was. So the question is whether there is room for parody in this, by the way, would it be parody or satire? I'm not sure. I guess parody, but I don't know.
I think you could ask someone.
I'm going to. In this polarized climate, do we have an appetite for this kind of political analysis? Andrew Lipstein thinks so. He's a writer and editor and founder of Paul Ryan Magazine. What is Paul Ryan Magazine? Hey, Andrew, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having me, Michael.
You must be too young. You're not a National Lampoon guy.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah? Have you heard of the Mad Crapper before I raise the subject?
Perhaps not.
Okay. Aha. No. Uh-huh. You've not heard of the yearbook issue, the 1964 parody?
I have not heard of that either.
All right. I'm telling you, this is sort of the genesis of the work I think that you're turning out now. Tell me about your project.
So Paul Ryan Magazine is a 200-page parody of the Speaker of the House. It's also a satire of every magazine out there, so you'll find pages dedicated to every glossy you'd find at your mailbox, at your doctor's office, at CVS. So there's Muscle Mags, tabloids, Sports Illustrated satire, in-flight magazines, alumni magazines, High Times, Vanity Fair, etc. Except it's all as if those magazines only covered the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan.
What makes you think there's a market for this in the fast-paced news cycle in which we live, where day-to-day everything seems to shift on a dime?
Well, I think people are always looking for an absurd sort of outlet and something that is absurd but also not reality, because right now we have an absurd reality. So the same group of folks, me and my partner James Folto, last year created The New Yorker, which was a cover-to-cover parody of The New Yorker, which sounds like an idea that honestly no one would want. But when it came out, it got covered widely and people were fans of it, and I think that was because it presented something that was relatively original and absurd and satirically and felt new, the same way that when you make a cover-to-cover yearbook parody, that sounds kind of boring, but when you dive into it and you execute it well, that's something people enjoy.
Instead of The New Yorker, it was the NEUJORKER.
That's right.
And tell me the sort of thing that you did in The New Yorker.
So really every single piece of print you'd expect in the actual issue we had on there. So all those small little reviews up top that nobody actually reads, we had those.
Cartoons.
Cartoon contest.
Right.
We had five long form pieces. I mean, it was like an 80 page document just as The New Yorker's.
So will the unofficial magazine of Paul Ryan, titled Paul Ryan, will it actually be in print or electronic only?
It is in print. There's 500 pounds of it in my car right now, ready for a launch party, and it's been making my whole apartment smell like magazines. So,
why Paul Ryan? I get the idea. You want to do a parody. You want to do satire. You want to have some biting political commentary. Why build it around the speaker?
Yeah, so that's a great question. He's intriguing. He's impossible to categorize. He's very good at his job. He's extremely scary. He blends in. He knows exactly when to speak. I mean, the obvious idea would be to do it about Trump, but to be honest, Trump has instigated a lot of terrible comedy. He is too easy to satire, and a lot of comedy that's aimed at him picks up on his idiosyncrasies as opposed to what is actually interesting about the man. So to create something that felt so surreal and so weird, we chose somebody who actually isn't easy to satire or parody. Satire being taking the aspects of someone sort of exploding or exaggerating them until they become noticeable. With Trump, there's no opportunity to do that.
In other words, Trump is just not good fodder for satire because he is satire himself.
Exactly. And you see so much bad political humor aimed at Trump. You see the same jokes over and over, you know, the Cheeto, the great orange blob, his small hands. These don't have comedic worth beyond making clear your own very mainstream political identity. My partner James Fulton in this project actually has a wonderful impression of a bad political comedian, and it's just grating to hear.
Does Paul Ryan know that Paul Ryan is the focus of your new parody?
Well, we hope so. So we are holding a contest. The first person to get a photo of him with Paul Ryan, the magazine,
right,
wins a very special Wisconsin Indulgence gift basket from Wisconsin Cheese Mart.
Do you think, I've only seen that which you've sent to me that I've skimmed. Do you think that he would appreciate the humor, or is it too biting? Is it too nasty? Will he take umbrage at it?
I think the answer to that question would open a lot of doors into his psyche that really no one knows. I think it's very hard for people to conceptualize his identity, and I think if he was someone who, when he goes home, he's able to joke with his wife and kids, maybe he would appreciate it. If he goes home, as we all suspect, and takes off his head and his arm and his legs and goes back into his box, then maybe he wouldn't even know what to make of it.
So how many issues of this do you hope to publish?
Well, we've printed about 1,600, and the demand actually has been pretty great, and we might have to go for a second run, but you know, we'd be happy just selling all those off and you know, having a lot of people.
Right, but Andrew, is it a one and done, or would you love to do this quarterly? Would you hope someday to be?
Oh, I see. I think this is a one and done. I mean, I think if we're going to put as much effort into this, we would want to put the bar even higher, do something maybe even more absurd.
So, in other words, it was the New Yorker, now it's Paul Ryan. And you want to build on this track record and focus on someone or something else?
Possibly. It's hard to say right now, yeah.
If folks are interested, where do they go for information?
They go to wiscohunk.com. That is WISCOHUNK.com.
I get it. Wiscohunk.com. All right. Good.
That's right, Wisconsin.
Good luck with Paul Ryan. How much is it for that issue in print?
So it's $22. That includes shipping to anywhere in America.
$22. And if you're the first to get a photo of Paul Ryan with Paul Ryan, then you get the Wisconsin Indulgence gift basket. I'm sure there's some cheese in that.
Exactly. And if Paul Ryan is engaging with the issue in the photo, then you get the Nibbler gift crate as well.
Okay, Andrew. Good luck. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Michael.
WiscoHunk.com for more information. I will see you all at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning on CNN, a 6 p.m. replay as well. Have a great weekend.